Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Ken Nibali, Associate Commissioner for Disability in the Social Security Administration. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, John Lanehart.
Ken, how do you measure success in the Office of Disability?
Well, as I hope our discussion so far has shown, this is a pretty far-reaching and complicated program. And as I mentioned, many other countries struggle with it, but I've given you some ideas of the kinds of things that we think why we're running a pretty good program. I will tell you we get much feedback. The commissioner gets more feedback on the disability program and unfortunately more negative feedback simply because it's a very difficult thing to run. And pretty much when you file for retirement or survivor's benefits, most people get them. They know they've worked. They know they've had their earnings and they get them. Something roughly like 50% of the people who come in for disability benefits end up getting them, and 50% don't end up getting them. So right there, you have a pretty good chunk of people who have some reason to raise questions. But given all of that and given all the different interests that we're trying to balance with advocates and lawyers and taxpayers and the public themselves filing for claims, I sometimes jokingly say that if everyone's yelling at us equally, then we must be doing it right. And that is probably as true with a disability program as just about any I can think of. But beyond that observation, I think there's some fairly obvious things that we look at. We certainly try to keep current with policy. That's something we've slipped on. A lot of our decisions are very medically based, and medicine changes as far as, what incapacitates people or what kind of improvements are out there to help people. So we have to keep our policies current with that. We got to keep cases moving at a reasonable time frame, and that is always the number one thing. Probably more complaints go to local congressmen's offices about disability claims than anything else. That's probably their number one complaint that congressmen receive. So we obviously hear back a lot from that if that time frame gets too big. We're very interested in measuring that the right people are on the rolls, and we talked about reviewing and making sure folks come off if they no longer belong there, but we do want the right people on the rolls. And one area we just haven't mentioned much is we're also increasingly interested because of the people with disabilities community is increasingly interested in opportunities for returning to work. While it's very important for most people who file for disability to have a benefit to help them through rough times or even until they retire, we are getting an increasing number of younger individuals on the rolls with very serious problems. But even with those problems, with the right support services, et cetera, they could return to a job, and many of them for self-worth, dignity reasons are very interested in doing that. And we would like our programs to be a help to that as opposed to a disincentive, if you will. Unfortunately, right now, less than 1% of the individuals on our rolls ever return to work. Okay, it's like 0.5%. So, even if we could double or triple that, it would be a big improvement, but still, recognize that most people do need and want the benefits, but that is an area that we'd like to see a lot more progress.
How's technology changing the way the employees of the Office of Disability perform their jobs?
Well, within the agency, obviously, we're facing a lot of the same things any organization is. Email and access to information is very, very different as time has gone on. Within the broader range of doing all the claims that I've talked about, a major effort in the agency and one the commissioner is putting the highest priority on is something we call electronic disability, or EDIB. But electronic disability is the whole idea of we need to move from what is right now a very paper-bound process. That's no surprise in government to anyone. But we need to move to a process where essentially you can file over the telephone, you could file over the internet, you can come into our office, and we will input the information directly into a system, and then we don't have paper after that. One of our biggest challenges in running the disability program is getting information about you from your doctor or from employers or from whoever else would help us understand what your condition is. And the faster that those parts of the population move towards being able to give us information electronically, if doctors and hospitals can send us records electronically, we want to get it literally in the next couple years as close to a electronic processing, an electronic folder on you, and that will mean that we can move that case along from one step of the process to another much easier, and it can be worked on by multiple people. And just some of the benefits are incredible. It's much faster. It means we get better information because it's easier to give it to us. It will also mean savings. And when I talked about continuing disability reviews, one of our problems 3, 4, 5 years down the road when we want to go back and review someone is we may not be able to find that folder. Hopefully that doesn't happen an awful lot, but even if it happens in a couple percentage points of cases, that's a lot of cases in our world since we deal in millions, and the ability to find that information very easy electronically means we can, in fact, do a good review on that person and if some people don't belong in the roles anymore. So there's going to be a lot of good benefits out of that. The other thing I'd mention just for my people in particular is just writing policies. One of our biggest challenges in updating policies about how to run the program is you need input from a lot of people. You're not just writing it because you're a doctor and something in medicine's changed, but you have adjudicators, you know, the people out on the front line who have to decide if someone's disabled or not, you need their input as to whether this is going to work or not and what difference it makes to them. And with the kind of online creation of documents and sharing of documents that you can do in real time, you can get people all over the country involved in putting something together. Been a major, major help. And the last thing I'd mention, which again, John, I'm sure, is familiar with because of the work he's been doing, is we're also moving very much towards much more data warehousing kind of information gathering and storage to, instead of having management information shops that decide what reports to run and give to people, they put a lot of data into an automated format, and then the users can go in and pick out what they need. And undoubtedly, you took advantage of that as you did some of the things you did for us on those continuing disability review profiling efforts.
Well, you've seen a lot of changes at SSA during your career. What do you think lies ahead in the next 5 years for your office and then also for SSA as a whole?
As I said, the personnel changeover is going to be a big, big driver. We, again, pride ourselves on knowing our programs and making good decisions about what to improve and change. And it's going to be very interesting to see how that works as a lot of new people come into the organization. Undoubtedly, there'll probably be some mistakes made, but also undoubtedly we're going to make some real advances in terms of new ideas and fresh approaches and all that. I will say in relation to some of the things obviously we've been hearing on Homeland Security and the aftermath of 9-1-1, enumeration has become an absolutely hot topic in our agency and rightfully so countrywide because, you know, stories were about how did people get into flight schools and how did they get Social Security numbers and establish identities, et cetera, in this country, and the whole areas of fraud and security risk of individuals creating records that can be used for wrongful purposes has become a very, very hot topic, and we are working very closely with our inspector generals and law enforcement agencies to help make the proper use of Social Security numbers as much of a help for those kinds of things as it can be. And lastly, I'd say without a doubt, the whole automation area is going to change our agency dramatically. What I talked about with the electronic disability and paperless processes that we're moving to are going to make a big difference, and I hope the American public will see in a very favorable way, you know, faster and better service as a result of it.
What advice would you give to a young person considering a career in public service and perhaps even at SSA?
Well, thank you for mentioning SSA. I will say this. Please take a look at federal service and particularly at SSA. Please consider it seriously. I would say give it a try, that at least for a year or two. Because for one thing, we don't have the same retirement program we used to have, that when you got into the federal service, you felt like if you ever left, you were doing the wrong thing until you retired. We now have a much more portable retirement system where if you get in and find out you simply don't like it, and some of you will, then move on. And I think that's an understood part of the process nowadays. But I will say this, if you find the job that matches your skills, if you hit upon that, I do sincerely believe you will love it, and I think you could have a very, very interesting career with the government. The opportunities are unlimited, and with the turnover that we talked about, there's just going to be many, many opportunities in the government.
Well, that's a good stopping point. Ken, I'm afraid we're out of time, but John and I want to thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, again, thank you very much for doing this program and this kind of service for helping people understand the government. And I will say, if anyone's interested in further information about the Social Security Administration or disability, we do have a website, very easy to remember. It's ssa.gov. And you can get on that, and it will have you with portals to many interesting aspects about both working for our agency and the programs that we run.
Thanks, Ken. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Ken Navalli, Associate Commissioner for Disability in the Social Security Administration. Be sure and visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. And you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's endowment.pwcglobal.com. This is Paul Lawrence. See you next week.
What made the Human Genome Project successful? Learn more about its critical success factors by reading the new Endowment Grant Report, Managing Big Science, a Case Study of the Human Genome Project, by Professor Henry Lambright. For a copy of this report, visit our website at endowment.pwcglobal.com or call us at 703-741-1077.